Next question is Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, Dallas, D-A-L-L-A-S. Face-to-face evaluation today, which is 3/25, 24, date of birth, 1/10/53. This is a 71-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with congestive heart failure. At the time of face-to-face, patient was found to be in bed. He's quite cachectic. He's lost about 5 pounds. He wears a diaper. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He's ADL dependent. He looks rather pale. He looks very frail. His words run together because he doesn't have the strength to speak in complete languages. Period. He continues to smoke, but they take him outside to smoke when that's becoming harder and harder at this time. His O2 sat is around 89 to 90 without oxygen, and he does not want to wear his oxygen, period. He also suffers from peripheral vascular disease right above the knee amputation, ADL dependency, incontinence, COPD, tobacco abuse, and hypertension with severe neuropathy, period. In the paragraph, patient was found to be frail, debilitated, wheezing, and quite hunched over even when he sits up in bed, period. He also has bruises on his back and his hip because he has that history of fall. They've asked him not to get up, and it's even hard for him to transfer to bed, even though he has right above the knee amputation. He was able to do so in the past, but in the past 3 to 4 weeks, because of the severe weakness, that has become impossible. Period. In the paragraph, the group leader or the caretaker, Bruce, tells me that his mentation is also being affected, most likely because of his hypoxemia. He's confused most of the time. He's only oriented to person at this time, period. He has a KPS score of 40%. And he continues to decline regarding his end-stage COPD. As far as his frailty, weakness, generalized weakness, weight loss, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, anxiety, air hunger, and shortness of breath, which continues to be a huge problem for Dallas, D-A-L-L-A-S. Thank you.